Module 7, Relationship Management. Relationship management refers to the ability to build rapport with others and maintain healthy relationships. These people skills are a trait that is greatly sought after by all employers. Being able to effectively communicate with other employees and customers is an emotional intelligence area that is critical to success. Great people skills yields employees that are great team players, good conversationalists, excellent communicators, able to easily mentor others on the team, and are adept at building positive relationships. Effective communication. Effective communication is the foundation of emotional intelligence and the key to successful relationships. Communication comes in many forms, and to maintain good relationships, our communication techniques need to reflect our proposed message in the most productive way possible. Without this communication, relationships are not successful. There is little understanding or trust between the people. Effective communication involves giving strong messages in which the verbal message is reinforced by the nonverbal communication. It also involves active listening skills so that not only is one person's message delivered, but the other person's message is also heard. Active listening also involves body language along with asking questions. Bringing out the best. An excellent way to bring out the best in others at work is to be an excellent example. A good way to accomplish this is to be a mentor to others. The key is leading by example and conducting yourself at a high emotionally intelligent level. By building rapport with others, others spend time with you. They will start to conduct themselves as you. It is difficult to be negative in the presence of positivity. Basically, you lead by example, and in turn, bring out the more positive and more successful coworkers. Find something good in everyone. Through our emotional intelligence, this is much easier to accomplish. Go out of your way to compliment and encourage others. Positivity given is often positivity received. Motivating. Everyone enjoys a pat on the back for a job well done. Motivation is defined as the push to achieving our goals and for actions. And compliments can be that push. We may be able to uncover hidden talents and skills in our coworkers that they did not know that they had. Giving praise when it is warranted encourages others to continue to excel in their tasks and goals. Motivating can be very effective when approached with the proper techniques. However, the praise must be genuine and sincere. Unnecessary praise gives an aggressive or demeaning message. Insincere praise also makes us look dishonest and untrustworthy. But when used to inspire others, compliments can motivate others to perform. Influencing. Influence can come from several different sources of power. One of these sources comes from our emotional intelligence, the people skills or person power. Based on how others view us, whether we are upstanding and trustworthy, this influence centers on our people skills and evolves into the ability to influence and lead others. The keys to influencing others are active listening, a genuine interest in others, adept at reading others' nonverbal communication, easily builds rapport with others. Case study. Tam and Liz are the new trainees for the newly hired employees on the accounting team. They are coordinating their tasks and goals for the new team and how they will accomplish these goals. Tam has very good communication skills to introduce the team and their focus. She has good body language and very positive messages. Tam points out that Liz is a great mentor for the team, as she has skills in encouraging people to attempt new things. Liz is also a great motivator, always making the team feel like they are the best. Together, they will be influencing this team to success in the accounting world.